Across New England, migrating birds that make their nests in grasslands are being threatened. Economic pressures force farmers to mow their fields earlier and more often, while encroaching development overtakes more open fields every year. Vermont is taking part in a region-wide effort to encourage landowners to put off their mowing when possible to give birds like the bobolink more of a chance to survive. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Walt Cottrell lives in Newbury, Vermont, a tiny town in the Connecticut River Valley, and he's walking up into one of his fields. Cottrell's a retired wildlife biologist, and he keeps a close watch on the birds and plants and animals that live among the 48 acres of grasslands he hays every year. And when something changes, he notices.
For many years, we had bobolinks here, as well as some of the sparrow species, and the bobolinks disappeared about, 10 years ago. I know they're around the state, but they're not here anymore.
Bobolinks are small birds that like to make their nests in the spring, down in the high grass, and they're disappearing across the Northeast, according to recent state and federal bird counts. It's tough to say exactly why the number of bobolinks is declining, but every time hay is harvested early in the season, or some kind of development gobbles up a field, that's one less place for the bobolink to make a nest. So Cottrell is taking part in a region-wide initiative to delay his haying schedule in the hope that the migratory bird will return to these fields someday.
We value the species, we value the ability to create habitat, and we enjoy the not only the viewing of them on those few weeks of the year when we can do that, but also the knowledge that they can contribute to the species' survival.
Whether or not the bobolink can survive is still an open question, and their numbers have been steadily declining over the past decade. And it's not only the loss of nesting habitat that's contributing to the declining bird counts. These birds travel down to South America each winter, and a lot can happen along their journey. So Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department biologist John Buck says the least we can do is give them a safe place to make a nest when they return to New England.
Some of them fly over the Gulf of Mexico. That's wide open water. You know, there's no place to land. You get a bad storm, you're done for. And or you get blown off course and you land in an inhospitable location and get eaten by something that you never would have thought you'd been eaten by because you're just not in the right place. You know, we can only provide what we can provide here in Vermont for the summer residents for these grassland birds and in hopes that they'll do well elsewhere too.
Some landowners hay their fields to keep the views open, and they're voluntarily putting off their haying schedule until early August to give the nesting birds a chance to reestablish themselves. But Buck says it can be a much harder sell to dairy farmers who need the nutrient-rich early cuttings. To make it easier to convince farmers to delay their cutting, Vermont joined the Bobolink Project, which started in Rhode Island in 2007. The conservation initiative raises funding through donations and then pays farmers who are willing to put off their haying. Buck says last year, 17 Vermont farmers helped protect about 600 acres through the Bobolink Project.
People, by and large, are very compassionate. But the facts remain that, you know, it costs money to run the farm. And if it's a dairy farm, you're really at the mercy of whatever the milk prices might be from month to month. And, you know, they'd like to help the birds, but they know they've got to maintain their farm as well, too. So this is just the conundrum we all face with dealing with grassland habitats.
Buck says only about 4% of Vermont is covered by grasslands, and he admits that this whole project is untested. Bobolinks return to the same area each spring, and Buck hopes that as more grasslands open up, their numbers will start to increase, or at least hold steady. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Newbury.